Do you think Skagway should be working to diversify its economy? If so, what could the municipality and the assembly do? And we'll start with Tim.
I'd like to see, you know, this some other shoulder season activities, some recreation that would be great. There's plenty of room for entrepreneurs, but it all bases back on our visitors and, you know, Haines has hella skiing. I don't know if we have much to offer for skiing here in the valley, but up above there's a lot. We have a lot more visitors in the winter now, so I think we can exploit that a little bit as well. We still have a lot of mining activity in the Yukon that's supposed to have an uptick. That's why the waterfront's so important in trying to diversify the waterfront. I don't know if I can expand on that any further or not.
Okay, David?
Well, I think it's a difficult issue. I mean, everybody would like to be more diversified as a town. It seems safer, and it probably is. But the solution to it is not easy, at least as far as what I've come across. And you know, the one area that I do think is still a real distinct possibility is expanding the mineral development that's coming out of the Yukon. Other than that, I mean, winter tourism, you know, it's just not that big of a thing in Skagway. And I think when you talk about diversification, you have to really keep in mind that that about, 90-some percent probably of our economy is tourism-based. And so I don't think we should get too distracted in diversifying, at least not at the expense of our main year-round industry, which is tourism.
Orion?
I think that Skagway doesn't benefit enough from the mining that comes through our port, and I'll be the first to say that I'm learning this as I go, but it seems like you've got some truckers who might eat food here, and you get a little bit of revenue that goes through, you know, the ore terminal with mineral services, and I don't think there's a whole lot of benefit for Skagway in terms of the mining, and I think we could probably negotiate a little bit better on that end. I also think we could, you know, I think there are some cottage industries that are starting to come up. You see Chris Ellis growing food that's being sold locally. You know, that's great. You know, we've got some entrepreneurs filing all their paperwork to grow marijuana and sell it right over on 3rd Street. Good or bad, that's a local industry all the way. It's grown here and it'll be sold here and technically consumed here. And I think that there could be some actual industrial cottage industries too, but a lot of the
at a fan club.
Sorry, that was my dad. A lot of the industrial land in Skagway is really used for tourism, and as David said, you know, most of our economy, 90-some percent of it, is based, driven by tourism. But, you know, I think that from a planning and zoning standpoint, we always try to reserve industrial land for industrial reasons, or at least have some sort of industrial activity and tied to it. And that's gotten very blurred over the years. And that makes it so it's hard for people who do have the initiative to do something other than drive a bus or, sell jewelry. I think we've become kind of pinholed in terms of what our town is. And I think we could be a little creative and look forward and come up with some things that provide different opportunities for people.